Speaking of foundations built over decades, Jabber, now formally known as XMPP, turned 25 this month. The post from Daniel Gulch, who is one of the primary XMPP developers and the maintainer of the Conversations client, is a reflective piece on what the protocol got right, what it got wrong, and why it still matters.
XMPP story is one of those instructive cases in technology history where a technically sound, open, federated protocol was beaten in the market by closed, centralized alternatives. In 2003, XMPP was what basically everyone used for instant messaging. AOL Instant Messenger, Google Talk, and others were all XMPP compatible or XMPP based. By 2013, Google had shut down XMPP Federation in Gmail, Facebook had closed its XMPP bridge, and the protocol was largely pushed to the periphery by WhatsApp, iMessage, and Telegram.
Gulch's piece is honest about what XMPP lost on. Client quality and the user experience of multi-device sync were genuinely worse for years than what WhatsApp was offering. But he makes the case that the protocol's survivability over 25 years is itself an argument for the federated model. The same arguments being made for XMPP now are being made for Nostr, which also had a thread in today's 8chan lineup.
The Nostr piece frames the protocol as an inclusive communication commons, the pitch being that its cryptographically verifiable identity combined with a relay network that no single entity controls. The comparison to XMPP is almost explicit. Nostr is trying to learn from XMPP Federation lessons while avoiding the centralization failure mode that eventually swallowed XMPP user base.
The fundamental tension in both cases is between open standards and network effects. A protocol can be technically superior and still lose because the people you want to talk to are all on the other network. Solving that problem requires either regulatory intervention, interoperability mandates, which the EU's Digital Markets Act is beginning to require, or a critical event that makes people willing to switch simultaneously.
The SF as a video game project is a different kind of community infrastructure story. A developer named Thijs built an interactive 3D model of the entire city of San Francisco, accessible at SF. Thijs, GG, using publicly available GIS data, building footprints, elevation models, and street-level data. You can walk through a browser-based 3D rendering of the actual city, with real building heights and street layouts.
The technical achievement here is in the data pipeline. GIS data for a city like San Francisco is enormous, heterogeneous, and messy. Turning it into a performant web-based 3D experience requires substantial engineering, tiling, level of detail management, texture compression. The 8chan thread has the creator walking through the toolchain, which is almost entirely open source and browser native.
The Bookshelf project is similarly about open infrastructure, a self-hosted ebook library that runs on object storage backends like S3 or Backblaze B2. The pitch is that you own your library, you choose your storage, and you can read across devices without depending on Amazon's ecosystem. The GitHub repository has clean documentation, and the project supports EPUB and PDF formats with metadata management.
The run on object storage architecture choice is interesting because object storage is orders of magnitude cheaper than running a full file system or database server. For a personal book library, it means the infrastructure cost is essentially nothing, a few cents per month for the storage, and the compute only runs when you're actively accessing the library.
Walgit is a similar philosophy applied to Git, a Git server that's a single binary backed by an object store. The repository is from Tobias Lütke, who is the CEO of Shopify, which makes it an unusual show 8chan in that the creator isn't an independent developer, but someone running a multi-billion dollar company. The 8chan thread notes that with some amusement. The project is elegant. Git's internal data model is already content-addressed and object-based, so mapping it directly onto S3-compatible object storage is a natural fit.
Emacs 31.1 also dropped, and the Mastering Emacs post walking through what's new got 160 points. The notable additions include improved tree-sitter integration, better handling of very large files through lazy fontification improvements, and a new set of keyboard shortcut conventions for consistency. Emacs releases are always good for a passionate 8chan thread, and this one delivers. There's a long subthread about the physics of editing speed that goes somewhere unexpected.